You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A te marie e te whanau e whakurongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi e wita kaumarima BFM. Nau mai haere mai ki te hōtaka parakuahi. Welcome along to the 95BFM Breakfast Show. If you've just woken up or tuned in, we're talking about a very cool exhibition that is happening up on Karangahape Road at Monster Valley. It's called From the Pit, and it's celebrating live music in all of its various beautiful forms as shot by photographers from Aotearoa. And we have got two of those photographers who are also the behind the scenes people here as well. We've got Dave Simpson and Chantel Musson in the studio. Morena, how are you both?
Good.
Great, you? Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice to make it into town finally.
Yeah. It is a very weird old time, and we will talk about how that's kind of affected your work this year as well. But I did want to start by asking you both how you got into taking photos at live gigs. Chantel, do you want to start?
Yeah. So a few years ago, maybe three now, my friend started doing a music section to an online publication called The Speakeasy. And I just come back from being overseas, and I was trying to get into the scene, and I was like, I don't really know how to. And she was like, how about I just give you some photo passes and you can just like go for it. You can try shoot some music.
Yeah.
I think my first gig was King's Arms.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, King's Arms, because my friend wanted to see that gig, and I was like, oh, like I have a pass. So like, I'll go with you so you don't have to go by yourself. And I was living in Tauranga, so I would drive up to single show and then shoot it and then drive back and then edit the photos, post them, and then go to sleep and then wake up and do it again.
That's awesome.
So that's sort of how I got started, like literally just thrown in the deep end.
Yep. Photo pass, camera in hand, ready to go.
Yeah. And then sort of just escalated from there, like meeting everyone and talking.
Yeah,
shop and all that sort of stuff.
It does sound like a really awesome tight-knit community that you've got. I do want to talk about that. But Dave, how did you get into taking photos of gigs?
Yeah, so I've been photoing for probably about 17 years. I've do sort of street photography, sort of call it, you know, mundane stuff. So literally things in the street, apple cores and gutters and stuff. And I used to work in London, and there's just so much to take photos of.
Yeah.
And I also was seeing loads of music, but never really put the two things together. So about 6 years ago, I thought, I photoed some bands just, you know, playing in the park, you know, kind of just the free stuff we have over in the summer.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, I really love this and I can do this.
Awesome.
So then I found a magazine I could shoot for, and the rest is history, really. So I've been shooting for about 6 years and I absolutely love it.
That does sound like, I think, kind of indicative of a lot of people's way of getting into this, is their like love of music and their love of taking photos, and suddenly a like penny drop moment of being like, I could put these two things together.
Absolutely.
This could be something that I do for fun or for money. And it's a really interesting job, because you kind of get a really different perspective on gigs than most gig goers or even the bands get, because you're kind of in that weird in-between bit between
the audience and the stage. Yeah,
it's pretty special.
It is. Yeah.
What does it feel like to be in the pit shooting?
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends. So international acts, there's a lot more restrictions, and it's usually like first three songs from the pit, mm-hmm. no flash is kind of the mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this, you're waiting in that pit right in front of the people who have queued up like all day, sometimes for days, to actually be on that front row.
Yeah.
And you've got the privilege of being even closer.
Yeah.
So we were like at one point, you know, the closest person to Elton John in the entire stadium.
That's pretty cool.
So there's a massive great sort of anticipation. Then there's a big buzz of the first three songs often we get to shoot.
Yeah.
And you've got to get so much done, because it's left brain, left, right brain. You're seeing these amazing things happen, but you've got to get your camera settings right. You've got to be in the right place.
Yeah.
You don't want to be blocking anyone else. You don't want to be in anyone else's name. But then there might also be a videographer in there and you're tripping over each other. It's dark.
Yeah.
You know, there's
yeah.
lights flashing. You don't know what the lights are going to be like. So, and then suddenly, it's over. And especially if it's an international act, often then you're out in the street within a few minutes.
Yeah, kind of 7 minutes of fame.
You're literally like tapped on the shoulder and they're like, and that's it, you're out. And you're like, oh no. Because when you're a fan, the adrenaline can, you've got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Obviously you don't want to like give up halfway through the act. Like you're going that whole time, and when you're shooting, it's more like, it's the adrenaline, but you've also got to like try be calm, because you've got to like remember, like, one, I don't want to bash into Dave in the pit. I want to get my settings right. I don't want to like turn around and whack someone, because I'm terrible at like banging into things. So like I've got to like remember, like, don't trip, like make sure, because I've tripped on stage before. So
That feels like one of my waking nightmares. Kind
it was
of a vibe.
Awful. It was at Homegrown.
Oh,
I was like
no.
walking behind the drummer of Broods, and I just like tripped and fell, and like
oh, no.
the people on the side of the stage saw me, and I was like,
That's right. Fine. I'm meant to do that.
Yeah, I'm meant to. I need to crouch down, and that's what I meant to do. But
yeah, this was actually just a stage dive. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. It's a move in the industry you wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's why I wear black, so you can't see me do silly things like that. But yeah,
but then, of course, once you finish shooting, you've got to get home and do the editing. And that can take another couple of hours, depending.
Yeah. He's a master because he shoots for a publication that needs to get them up straight away.
Yeah.
So he's, like, editing while we're all just talking and standing around doing nothing.
How cool was Elton John's pantsuit today? And Dave's busy, like, bumping
well,
up.
So Elton was an amazing one because we got to shoot the first song. Was it, like, and then...
No, he wasn't there.
Oh, sorry. It's one of those things, not everyone gets approved for everything, so it can be really... there's a lot of that about, like, I wasn't... approved for The Cure, and that was like a lifelong ambition.
Really?
And
so
I still really hurt about that.
Apply for Elton John.
So we got to, with Elton, we got to shoot the first one right up front. So again, literally, we're kind of beyond the front row, and then I think it was song 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. So between song,
oh really?
Yeah. So but it was cool. But 4 and 5 was a bit further back, so you got a different view.
Oh, that's
so
quite cool. Yeah.
So I got the picture of him kind of walking out, looking quite sad. But we didn't realize at the time.
Yeah.
And then I managed during the gap between songs 4 and 5, I managed to do my editing and send them up. And then we shot 4 and 5, and I managed to do the others just before heading home. So it was quite cool. And that was the show where he, he called it short because he had problems
with his voice.
Exactly. So pictures ended up sort of going around the world. So that was quite
pretty cool.
So it's quite rare for that to kind of happen. But when it does, it's really cool.
That's the thing that is so exciting about gig photography, is that whether it is on a macro scale of someone as massively internationally famous as Elton, or, your local band who it might be their first gig kind of thing, you do have this kind of immediacy and this relationship with those people on the stage that exists for a really short period of time, but then also exists kind of in perpetuity as well, because those are the record of that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you guys feel about shooting local bands? How does that differ to those big stadium shows and those big fancy international acts?
So I think I love shooting like local gigs, like Whammy. Like I love Whammy. And it's so different, like, because obviously for, like, if you're doing Spark or a huge festival, it's, like, the production as well. And, like, even if you don't know the artists, you're still amazed by just, like, the production, like, the lights, and it's, like, the whole energy. But then when you go somewhere smaller, obviously there might only be, like, one or two lights. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, I hate using this word, but, like, the vibe, you know? So it's, like, the band is obviously really into it, and then the, like, local scene is, like, so into it that the energy is basically almost the same level, because it doesn't matter, like, who's playing, like, even if they just have, like, one fan or, like, tens and thousands of fans, it's always, like, the energy is there, and, like, that's sort of, like, why, I guess, like... The, like, music photography is, like, so, well, like, special to me, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can agree. It's, like, you're capturing this, like, one moment. It doesn't matter how many people are watching, because if you don't get the crowd in the photo, who knows where you were or, like, what, like, who was watching. And it's just, that's, like, really special.
Yeah.
And, like, then, obviously, with the local bands, they're more likely to, like, interact with you or ask you and talk to you, and so it's like you just send them, like, I just send them to them and I'm like, hey, look, like, I took these photos, like, enjoy or don't enjoy, whatever. Like, I don't mind. It's like, post them, don't post them, these are, like, this is, like, I wasn't there, so why not? But like, with the international acts,
it's a little bit different.
Like, it's the fans more reacting to the photos and being like, oh, these are cool, like, oh, these are nice. And then it's obviously not all about, like, being recognised, but it is nice in that local scene for someone to be like, oh, you were at such and such, like,
And it's kind of a bit of history as well. You're documenting things, and, you know, BFM listeners will be well and truly familiar with the idea that a gig doesn't have to have a lot of people at it to be totally groundbreaking and scene changing. You could have 5 people at a gig that completely changes the nature of things. You know, those 5 people might go on and start 5 amazing new bands. It's the whole sort of, like, Sex Pistols, everybody was at that show kind of a thing. Yep. Happens all the time in a scene as, like, vibrant as and as fruitful as the ones we have in New Zealand.
Definitely. So just an example of that. So I saw the Beths back in, I think, 2017, 2018, when they were supporting Sal Valentine and the Baby Shakes at the King's Arms.
Oh, amazing.
So amazing band, you know, one of their first gigs in a venue that no longer exists. And they were just amazing back then as well.
Totally.
So, yeah, totally. I shoot for under the radar, and I love shooting for them because it's about real music, real people. You can, you know, you can tell that there's just something exciting about that.
Absolutely,
And one of the highlights for me this year has been the Red Fountain gig. So the one that was just a couple of days after we came out that first lockdown, and that was a seated gig, but it was just, it felt like we'd kind of, you know, we'd achieved something as a, as a country, and we were starting to take those first steps back out again. And that's, you know, those are the legendary moments that we're
totally
capturing.
And COVID has obviously completely thrown a huge spanner in the works of live music this year, so this is kind of a nice way, I guess, of celebrating that scene that we're all looking forward to kind of getting right stuck back into when we can as well. Can you just tell us briefly a little bit about some of the other people who are involved in this show? Who else can people see photos from when they head along to Monster Valley?
So we've got 30 photographers in total this year, so more than last year. So do you want me to list all the names?
You can just give us a taste of, are they all from Auckland or are they?
No, so they're from across the whole country.
Cool,
so
okay.
We've got like Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, there's a couple from Dunedin as well.
That's awesome.
Tauranga, I believe, as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and from venues across the country as well. So it's not all just Auckland.
Yep.
We want to like expand it because we don't want to keep our little Auckland bubble. So we've got people from, so we've got Lucas, so he's the one who did the church AP, the crowd photos, really good. A couple girls from Wellington, so Amanda and Melanie. Nikita's from here as well. Steve, Stella, Shelley. A lot of these names you'll probably know faces rather than the names of us, which is a little bit harder.
Or the backs of their heads.
The backs of their heads, or like what their camera looks like in front of their face, or just like the outline. But yeah, so there's like, there's quite a few of us, like a mix of different backgrounds. There's no one way to be a concert photographer.
Actually, probably two we should mention. So David Watson, he's a photographer up in Auckland, and Alex Hallag down in Wellington, and they're both doing workshops in association with Sony in the exhibition. So if you're interested in knowing how to get into music photography, or you know, how to do your settings on your cameras and all that kind of stuff, then those sessions are really worth looking out.
And are they all up on the website if people want to check that out?
fromthepit.co.nz. And then the other thing actually we're having as an event next Saturday, there's two legendary, like globally legendary music photographers, Robert Knight and Marianne Billum. So he's photoed people like Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, kind of back in the day. Some amazing stories. He's a friend of Slash and all those kind of people. Yeah. And Marianne, who's shot some of the Garbage and the Go-Go's.
Cool.
And she shot that amazing alien weaponry picture, the one with the flags on the beach.
Oh, that is a beautiful photo.
So that's hers,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
they're going to be giving us, and I think it's going to be a really special session. So that's next Saturday. So depending on the COVID levels, but we've still got tickets available for that based on the current level. So hopefully we'll be able to sell a few more for that as well, but still a few available. So again, check out the website and it'd be great to see people. And then the profits from those are going to Music Helps.
Yeah. Which is a fantastic organisation, musichelps.co.nz, I believe it is. Really, really great organisation. So go and check it out. Thank you both so much for coming in and chatting to us this morning. It's been so awesome. If people want to find out more, fromthepit.co.nz, it's opening on the 24th. So that is in just a couple of days, Thursday. At Monster Valley up at 74 Karangahape Road. Really cool new space as well, which just opened this year. So go and check it out. Thank you so much, Dave and Chantel, for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
We are going to play a Church and AP track. I really love that photo that Lucas has taken. You've got Church kind of leaning back on the crowd and everybody just looks joyous, and it just is, I think, sums up everything that I love about going to live music. So
agreed.
This is Aston Martin and you're on BFM.
She was like, hey, where you going? Ain't you gonna ask me to dance or something? Oh, nah, nah, don't leave the function unless I'm shotgun in your Aston Martin. Oh, nah, nah. I can make your walls go tighter. I know you like the Prada, the new Balenciagas. I can put some money in the bank like Baka, and you could come and care for me like Saba. Money is the root of all EVIL. I'm chilling like a villain with my wrist all iced out. The cool kids I knew wanna act all nice now, but I need the loot, not friends, not right now.
Shut up. Hey, where you going? Ain't you gonna ask me to dance or something? I'm not knocking. Let's see.
I'm like, stay, don't bounce, just come to my place. The sound of my voice get played everywhere, any place on the sphere, get the wave in the air like, see ya, man, we like Fraser, heavyweight class on point like laser. You can't hate us, can you smell the new fragrance? It be Edmond, just bop to the cadence, when they hear us go crack.
Funny how little on me became the OG. Oh, the Lego be one Kenobi, teaching these Padawans. I wrote it in hieroglyphics, got blood that's cripping, got dogs like Clifford. Woof, 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 woof. I'm banging our sound system. Two door, no roof, she wanna know how I'm living. Ooh, 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 ooh. Flex like rich homie, she try get on me, he gets sensitive.
That's my chick, homie.
Hey, where you going? Ain't you gonna ask me to dance or something? I'm not.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.